I waited a considerable time for Van Helsing to begin, but he stood as if wrapped in thought. Presently he closed the catch of his bag with a snap, and said, "I have been thinking, and have made up my mind as to what is best. If I did simply follow my inclining, I would do now at this moment what is to be done. But there are other things to follow, and things that are a thousand times more difficult, in that them we do not know. This is simple. She have yet no life taken, though that is of time. And to act now would be to take danger from her for ever. But then we may have to want Arthur. And how shall we tell him of this? If you, who saw the wounds on Lucy's throat, and saw the wound so similar on the child's at the hospital, if you, who saw the coffin empty last night, and full today with a woman who have not changed only to be more rose and more beautiful in a whole week after she die, if you know of this, and know of the white figure last night that brought the child to the churchyard, and yet, of your own senses, you did not believe, how then can I expect Arthur, who know none of these things, to believe? He doubted me when I took him from her kiss when she was dying. I know he has forgiven me because in some mistaken idea I have done things that prevent him say goodbye as he ought. And he may think that in some more mistaken idea this woman was buried alive, and that in most mistake of all we have killed her. He will then argue back that it is we, mistaken ones, that have killed her by our ideas, and so he will be much unhappy always. Yet he never can be sure, and that is the worst of all. And he will sometimes think that she he loved was buried alive, and that will paint his dreams with horrors of what she must have suffered. And again, he will think that we may be right, and that his so beloved was, after all, an undead. No. I told him once, and since then I learned much. Now, since I know it is all true, 100,000 times more do I know that he must pass through the bitter waters to reach the sweet. He, poor fellow, must have one hour that will make the very face of heaven grow black to him. Then we can act for good all round and send him peace. My mind is made up. Let us go. You return home for tonight to your asylum, and see that all be well. As for me, I shall spend the night here in this churchyard in my own way. Tomorrow night you will come to me to the Berkeley Hotel at 10 of the clock. I shall send for Arthur to come too, and also that so fine young man of America that gave his blood. Later we shall all have work to do. I come with you so far as Piccadilly, and there dine, for I must be back here before the sunset.